Well, it's the day before Christmas Eve. We will not be doing a podcast on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but today we're going to focus our prayers on those who are single, those who can have our celibates and want to be and feel comfortable and called to, and those that want to get married. So that's our singles, either one. We want to pray about them as they are remaining single, that enjoying that and learning to accept it and find good things in it. We're also going to pray if for those that are seeking a mate. And most importantly, we're going to pray that they follow God throughout the whole process, whatever choice they make. Our first scripture today is 1 Corinthians 7, 7 through 8. And this is Paul saying, "I wish that all of you were as I am, single. But each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift to be celibate, and another has that to be married. And to the unmarried and the widows, I say it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do." So, Father, we pray that for those that are in the singleness of life, we pray, Father, that they will find comfort in this verse. We also thank you that there were four people, at least, that we can mention who remained single in the Bible. And the first one was Jesus. And the next one was Paul, who was writing this. And then there was Ruth in the Old Testament and Lydia in the New Testament. Four single people that we can look to that remained believers through it all. We thank you, Father, that in Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time for everything. And part of it says there is a season for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away. So, Father, we pray that as people are single, that if they are searching for a mate, that we pray, Father, that they will find rest in you, that you will help them find that mate, and they will know when to quit searching and to maybe start trusting, depending on the process that you have them in. We also pray, Father, for those, Psalm 84:11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless." We thank you that in Christ we are blameless before you because he has forgiven our sins, and we stand before you as righteous because of what he has done. And we pray, Father, for those that are single, if they are seeking a mate, that they will know that you will not withhold this good thing. We also pray, God, that they won't waste their time being single, that the journey, they would enjoy the journey, that they would pursue a course that leads to the greatest devotion to Christ and to his cause for them. And if they can remain single, that they would be devoted to the Lord in purity. We pray, God, that they would understand the advantages of remaining single, or while they are single, the freedom in difficult times to do things on their own and to be able to devote themselves fully to God and to his service. That if they are questioning whether they have the gift of being celibate, that they would ask these questions. Can they control their sexual desires? Are they constantly lonely in spite of close relationships with the Lord and with other believers? What ministry has God called them? Father, we pray that you would help them to answer these questions honestly before you and have a dialogue with you to know whether or not that is what you want for them and have given them. We pray, God, that if they are not gifted for celibacy, that they would pray and look for a godly mate, that they would pray for that mate, not just to have one, but actually pray for them, pray for their health, pray for them to remain pure, pray for the decisions that they're making, pray for the church that they go to, that they would get fed, that they would spend time praying for that person so that by the time they meet them, they'll know who they are and they've already connected spiritually. We pray, God, that they would follow God, not their personality, if they're looking for a spouse, that they would focus on their personal growth and godliness, and they would never consider marrying an unbeliever. We pray they would guard their moral purity, We pray they would study and develop godly character qualities. We pray they would be wise and not super spiritual. Help those that are seeking a mate to realize marriage is not the final solution to their problems, only God is. And we pray for others that are looking at singles. We pray that we would not put too much emphasis on marriage as if it's the key to fulfillment and happiness, when in fact, only you, Father God, and our relationship with you is the most fulfilling. We pray too, Father, that they will avoid allowing a good thing, marriage, to take the place of the best thing, devotion to Christ. So, Father, we pray for singles to find peace in whatever part they are at, whether they want to be single for right now or eventually married, whatever part in the journey they are in, God, we pray that they would find peace. Peace from you that only you can give, peace that is a gift, not something the world can give. And we thank you, Jesus, that you mentioned that some of the last things that you said near the end. And we thank you, Father, that you want singles to be accepted and valued for being that if they make that choice. So we pray, God, that they would feel valued and important. We also pray they would feel loved. And for those that are struggling to find a mate, we pray, Father, that they will find peace and they will be able to trust you. And we pray, God, that they will find the right one that you want for them, that will help them learn more about the fruit of the Spirit and more about you. Whether they stay single or get married, God, we pray that you would bless them and anoint them, and they would be true to you and find you are truly the most fulfilling in it all. In Jesus' name.